Fam.
We'll be right back.
my head belongs hot and stuffy in both of your hands. Your feet deserve to return to the salt and the sand. We use our money for fun and our time to create collections of objects, souvenirs, calendar dates. And this is our eyes in my jacket. As they go, you can see the blue roads align. And as far as I know, there is nothing here for.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancor fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
Pre-produced at my Parallelogram in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 147 of the program, and it is a no-repeat, new and new-to-me music episode. The show is still under a partial new-to-me music advisory for the time being, as I still have a good amount of music to clear off from my Covenants research that was for episode 145. Episode 145 turned out great. It is in the archives, cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock, and I still have it up on Mixcloud, typical underscore host. This episode, though, is sneaky good. I'm not sure where it will rank amongst the better episodes of this show, but it will be among them. Things just totally came together for this episode, and the songs tonight, in my opinion, are fun and interesting, and I really like them. Not surprisingly, a plurality of songs on tonight's play sheet are from 2026 Covenants. 13 songs come as leftovers from my annual review and digback search. From there, I went to Earshot Distro and then the CJSF playlist to supplement my CanCon and to stay ahead of the caching. Both were useful. Distro and the CJSF playlist both have 5 songs each. Then the plan was to get caught up on all things KALX UC Berkeley. KALX, of course, has their annual Programmer's Year-End Best Of list. I did go through that, and I had a much better outcome than last year, and there are 7 songs on here from that. Once again, there is no Berkeley show. 7 songs do not a Berkeley big set make, but there is a sizable Berkeley influence on this episode, and unfortunately, it may be the last for a bit. That's because after I checked the year-end list, my plan was to catch up on the KALX Weekly Top 35s, which I generally stay on top of. And as of right now, the last weekly top 35 that was published is from November 21st of last year, and their last monthly chart is from November as well. They did discontinue their charts before, right at the outset of the pandemic. I'm not sure why it's happening again, and I hope it's temporary. In the meantime, it looks as though I'll be down a source. It's not the most important source. I get 1, maybe 2 songs an episode most of the time, but it does have a material impact on the show. I like the compilations and reissues I find there, and Blue Zero had like a top 3 song in Stiff Competition last year. And to clarify, though, top 3 song on this program, which is essentially my top 3, and that's it. The other thing I noticed about last year and this year as well is that the albums I pick from the Berkeley charts tend to be not on the year-end best of list, so I'm going to be missing out. It will be a net loss. For depth and breadth and a little extra spice, it's not good for the show. I'll keep tabs on it in the meantime. So it's farewell to Berkeley tonight, probably until next year, and again, they have 7 songs in the mix, joined by the CJSF playlist, Earshot Distro, Covenants Leftovers, and just plain old Leftovers. I have leftovers from the summer. I have even a leftover of Patrick Ferrugia, my pick from Unreal City Fest. Things really came together for this episode in the best possible way. Starting off the show tonight was Audrey from 2023, and that was from Covenants. Then it was Asher White from 2019, and that was from Covenants too. All 3 of these songs were from Covenants. Lastly was Fog Lake from 2015. Audrey maintains their lead over Fog Lake as Covenants CanCon savior, now 3 songs to 2.
Thank you. Like all around the neighborhood.